Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on Mount Shasta. We're going to be talking about the energies of Mount Shasta. We'll be making some sounds of the energies of Mount Shasta and playing some music, and also talking about our workshop in Mount Shasta that we're doing on December 21st and 22nd. But our intention. Our intention will be that we may all return to this place where we're all one. So that's really the essence of the December 21st transition that's supposed to be happening in December. Return to oneness. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the school here in San Francisco, the Sound Healing Institute. We have an open house tomorrow if you're in the area from 1 to 6. You can come just for part of it or come for the whole thing. If you come for the whole thing, you'll be in bliss by the time you leave, because we vibrate for 5 hours and put you on sound tables and do a full range of meditations and talk about the classes. It's really, really quite an experience. I really enjoy it. Even if you're not interested in classes, you can just come for the experience. We also have next weekend, we've got the weekend intensive, which is $165 for 2 days from 10 to 5:30. And it's an overview of everything that goes on in the field of sound healing, how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's a good way to just check out the whole field before you, if you're thinking about getting into it deeper. And if you wanted to get into it deeper, we've got the certificate program starting on January 15th. That's the full program with, we've got about 12 instructors, and we cover everything you can imagine, from the toning and chanting and mantra to the physics of sound, to the essence of love and light and sound, and just the full range of how sound affects you physically as far as pain or working with disease, mentally as far as brainwave entrainment, as far as emotional releasing and releasing negative beliefs, and also connecting to spirit and connecting to source, connecting to your soul. So that starts January 15th. We've got a prepaid discount, substantial discount, if you pay in full by November 15th. And we also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program starting January 15th, where we go into audio recording from a psychoacoustic perspective. We go into Pro Tools in detail. We go into some other programs if you're interested. And then we teach how to use the recording equipment to make recordings that affect people at a much deeper level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And there is a prepaid discount of $700 if you pay by November 15th for that. We also have some meetups coming up that we haven't scheduled yet. They should be online within a few days here. We're going to be doing a lot of toning and chanting nights with previous students and some of our instructors, just chanting and toning and chanting and toning. Let's see, what else? We have the online classes. Starting November 27th, we have the whole certificate or associate degree. Certificate is the first semester of the associate degree. That's the same at the Institute also. And that starts November 27th. Online two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturday mornings. Or if you can't make those times, you can also just watch the videos. You can also, if you're in the area or somewhat close, you could actually come to some of the classes here and do the rest online. A lot of people are doing that now because they don't want to drive in all the time, so they just do the online classes. And then I give you a list of the classes that are best done here at the Institute, and you just come in for those. We also have the online certificate program in audio recording as well that starts actually Monday, although you could start a week from Monday also. It's Monday evenings at 6 o'clock San Francisco time. And what else? Is that about it? I think that's about it. Oh, the Mount Shasta retreat. Oh, my God. Mount Shasta retreat. We're doing a two-day retreat at Stewart Mineral Springs, which is about 10 miles north of Mount Shasta. Unbelievable place, Stewart Mineral Springs. The my girlfriend actually was there just this summer and is having some serious problems with her shoulder, and was in the water, and it's now healed. It was healed immediately after coming out of the water. It's amazingly healing water, and just a beautiful area. It's just this beautiful river, and you can in the summer you can camp, but it's a little cold now. But that's where we're having the retreat. We've got there's a big conference center there, and there's rooms. Although the rooms are filling up, there's only 6 rooms left. So if you're interested, you need to give us a call right away to book a room there. Although even if it fills up, there are hotel rooms in Mount Shasta or in Weed, which is only 5 or 10 minutes away. The workshop is only $145 for the 2 days. And what a better place to be for 2012. You know, a lot of people have said many things about what could be happening on December 21st. And in fact, there's a lot actually going on even before then. Let me talk a bit about that before we even get into the December 21st. First of all, look, some of this is a little out there, so if it seems too out there for you, just enjoy the story. Otherwise, you know, you never know. You never know. So starting tomorrow on November 11th, it's an auspicious day. There's a lot going on. Tom Kenyon is doing a major workshop in Seattle with all of the Hathors to bring this new energy of the ascension energy, or I guess you could call it, or just love and light, into the planet. So tomorrow there's a major meditation going on. You can tune into that. I don't know if he's doing a webcast or not, but there's a lot of people are going to be doing meditations around the planet just to support what's going on in Seattle or wherever he is up there. And then on 12-12-12, there's a lot going on. There's this one tradition or one story from Metatron, who is channeled by Tiburon. If you do a search for Tiburon Metatron, you'll find all his channelings. And they're really interesting. He says that back in Atlantean times, there was a whole group of enlightened beings that were really, really out in society. Lemurians, there were also Palladians and Syrians. They said even the dolphins were actually present in the society at that time. And they actually had like a big satellite in the sky that transmitted energies down into these temples that had 48-foot-tall crystals in the temples. And these 48-foot-tall crystals would take the energy from the satellite. The satellite was actually channeling energies from the cosmos. And it would focus it on the crystals and then send the energy back up to the satellite, which would send electricity around the planet and help control, very harmoniously help control the tides and things like that. And everybody was living in harmony. And then some darker beings actually tricked the enlightened beings into taking control of the satellite and used it for warfare, which actually caused the satellite to crash to Earth and was this huge, like major catastrophe that just about killed everybody off. And before it happened, the enlightened beings actually put these 48-foot-tall crystals to sleep and buried them. And they have now started reactivating them. There's 3 in Arkansas, 1 in Mount Shasta. There's one in Lake Titicaca, one in Brazil, one in Bemini off the coast of Florida, and they've been reactivating them on 999, 10-10-10, 11-11-11 last year, and all of them will now be activated on 12-12-12. The last one or two is being activated on 12-12-12. And these 48-foot-tall crystals are supposed to create this grid, which ties into a 144-point grid around the planet that will help us hold higher consciousness. It's interesting, all these energies that have been coming in, I have been getting quite a bit high, I mean really high and happy a lot in the last month. I mean, the last 6 months before that was really kind of like, and still got a lot of kind of freaking out, you know, energies and anxiety, but it seems like now there's more and more really, really just consistent high energy coming in, and perhaps that has something to do with it. Then, on December 21st, of course, the Mayan calendar is supposed to end. Of course, a lot of people are saying that all of this, whatever's supposed to happen, is already happening, and it could happen early. It may not happen right on December 21st, but there's a lot of other things that people say are happening. And the story that I've heard the most is that there is this energy that is coming. It's on its way. And it's actually already coming in smaller waves, but it's going to hit us on December 21st from the center of the Milky Way, from the black hole at the center of the Milky Way. It's just this cosmic energy, like electromagnetic energy, and it's actually going into the sun already and bouncing off and being focused on to the Earth and going into the core of the Earth and coming back out. And it is transforming our DNA, it's transforming our energy, it's really bringing us to a higher state of consciousness. David Wilcock has talked about it a lot, and he's even gone into detail how each of the planets, and this is well known scientifically, how all of the planets in our solar system are going through transitions. There's like major stuff going on with each of the planets in our solar system, and the scientists are well aware of this, and especially on Jupiter. There's some really major stuff that's just been happening recently there as well. So all of this energy coming from the center of the Milky Way is really causing a lot of chaos because it's this higher energy. It's kind of like going to a higher vibration or a different rhythm. It's interesting. In the classes here at the Institute, we have a class on sound and rhythm with James Word. And it's really interesting. James and some of the other people who have taught the class talk about changing consciousness as the same as going from one rhythm to a different type of rhythm. So say you're going from 3-4 rhythm or like 7-8 rhythm, which is really unusual, to a 4-4 rhythm or back and forth. Well, when you change from one rhythm to another, there is this moment of complete chaos where you don't really know what's what, and neither rhythm is really together. You're kind of stuck in between, and it's really kind of, it's an odd place. It's kind of really like, what's going to happen now? And then you latch on to the new rhythm, and you're cool. Well, a lot of people say that's what's happening now. We're simply going through this transition into a higher rhythm, and in that transition, there's a lot of anxiety that's happening. But now it seems like what's happening is a lot of the, again, the higher energies are starting to take hold. And there is a lot of people are just starting to be really happy and high, which is really cool. So now what's interesting is that they say that we have a in our online class in the second semester, Patrick Flanagan has taught some of the classes. And Patrick is, oh my God, Patrick was working for the military when he was 12 years old. I mean, he was a total genius when he was like 8. And he's created some really interesting, he created the neurophone, which actually transmits frequencies into the brain and allows you to get information even if you can't hear. It's really interesting. And he actually has his information, which he's pretty out there, but he's also tied in pretty well. his information is that when this wave of energy from the core of the Milky Way hits us, that it's going to be like one massive DMT acid trip. Like we're going to be like whacked out. I mean, blacked out. I mean, completely. A lot of people, especially anybody that hadn't done drugs before, are going to just freak out. And a lot of people are going to die. They get so freaked out. What some people say, one psychic that I worked with said there's going to be millions of people that are going to die. A lot of people are saying that may not happen. Patricia Cota Robles says, you know, it's not going to be this big catastrophe. There's going to be just everybody's going to go into light, into love and light. And even with this DMT trip that Patrick is talking about, what it seems like that everybody is talking about, whether from one way or another, is we're all going to go into this place where we're one with everything. We're one with everything in the universe. We're not going to die. We're just one with everything in the universe. Maybe some people will freak out. They can't handle it because they haven't been in such a place, and losing track of our physical reality can be a little scary. Losing track of your own ego, which most people are really attached to, could be really, really scary. So some people could freak out. So this place of oneness, the cool thing about a place of oneness is it is a place that is completely filled with universal love. Even all the people that have near-death experiences, they say, oh yeah, I was one with everything, and there's immense, beyond imagination amount of love. It just completely fills your whole system. You are love. Unbelievable amount of love. So a lot of people are saying that it's going to be the beginning of everyone reconnecting, because when you go to this place where you're one with everything in this state of unconditional love, it transforms your whole being. I mean, there's a lot of people of near-death experiences that have written books, so it's just completely, and you get all this new information. I know one guy, what's his name? Lives down in Santa Cruz, blanking on his name. He actually had a near-death experience and went into this place of love and light, and then came back and was given all this information on technologies to build, and he's built a whole LED light system for transforming your body and such. Not only do you get high and actually end up feeling really good if you don't freak out, if you just let go and relax, you also often get information about your soul purpose, about what you're supposed to do in this lifetime, and about ways to help others. But imagine everybody going into this place at once, and then everybody comes back and everybody wants to help everybody. Oh my God, this could be major transformation. Now, one of my investors even has another little story that he says that what's going to happen is there's going to be 3 days where we are just basically blacked out. It's kind of like an anxiety attack is the way I kind of imagine it. I had an anxiety attack once over 15 years ago for 3 days, and I was up. I couldn't sleep. It was really very scary until I finally went out of my body and went into a whole state of love and light and was actually then feeling really high. And I realized that's probably the place to be in this when all of this happens. Because we're going to go into the fifth dimension. I don't think we're going to be so worried about our bodies at that point if all of this happens in this way. So this is really interesting to be able to hold your frequency for 3 days. A lot of people say that there could be a pole shift, that even if there's an electromagnetic shift, that we will lose consciousness, which is like an anxiety attack because, you know, it happens when there are earthquakes to a smaller extent. Tom Kenyon talks about this, but I've experienced it myself. When we had the 1989 earthquake, I was having panic attacks myself because the whole electromagnetic field was shifting. And now, whenever there's earthquakes, I can tell when they're coming. I feel them, and I've learned to let go and not go into the fear. And therefore, you know, you can actually then, Tom Kenyon says, you can then use that electromagnetic shift energy to go into higher states of consciousness as opposed to going into fear. So the key with this is to be able to hold your frequency for the 3 days, if that's going to happen, so you don't lose your memory. Some people say that if you don't hold your consciousness, you'll lose all memory, and that's what happened in Atlantis, and it's happened many times in the history of the world, of the planet, where people are returned to caveman status, you know, because the poles shift, and our whole memory system is stored in the electromagnetic field, and we lose it. But if you're able to hold that frequency, you can make it through intact. So that's what we're going to be doing at Mount Shasta, is preparing people to hold the frequency intact in case something really, really major happens. And the best way to do that is with sound. I mean, there is no better way than to use sound, especially consistent sounds. Consistent sounds like vowel sounds, or crystal bowls, or Tibetan bowls. So we're going to be doing a lot of toning of higher energies to really keep us in that vibration. And even if we go out, we're going to be in a circle and prepared to really hold this frequency no matter what. We're going to teach, right at the beginning, we're going to teach a lot of techniques to deal with challenges and conflict, whether these challenges and conflicts are pole shifts or major catastrophes, or if they are as simple as an argument with your mate or a conflict with someone you know or someone you don't know, for that matter. It could be someone in traffic. So we're going to be going through 10 different techniques to really hold your frequency with sound, no matter what happens. So even if nothing happens, you'll come away from this workshop being able to hold your frequency at a higher vibration, even if someone is attacking you. Ooh, boy, that's a big one. Or if you're going through any major challenge in relationships, health challenges, wealth challenges, money challenges, to be able to hold that stillness. And again, as I mentioned many times on this show, the essence of peace and stillness is consistency. That's why crystal bowls are so cool, and they bring us into that state of peace, because they're consistently a consistent frequency. But it's, you know, it's not just perfect consistency, because if you play a tone generator, an electronic tone generator, I mean, there's nothing more consistent than that. But it needs to breathe, this consistency. It needs to oscillate a little bit, a little subtle oscillation, like a human or like nature does or like spirit. You know, it's nothing is ever perfectly consistent. There's a little wobble, little waft and flow, you know. So like crystal bowls are like, you know, there's the little bit of flow going on. So that's the key, that's the life energy, is the flow within the consistency. So you really have both at the same moment. You got your consistency and the life energy of flow. And so we're going to be doing that a lot. Now, Let me give you an example here, a perfect example, actually, of something we're going to be doing at the workshop. This is a recording of the class here at the Institute toning for 2 hours. We actually did like 10 minutes at a time, but we recorded it. And the intention was all hearts on the planet connected. And that is really the essence of this 2012 energy, is really visualizing all hearts on the planet connected in a place where we are all one. And we never come back. Okay, so hold that intention now. And if you like, you can tone along with this group of people who are holding very consistently with pure focus, the intention of all hearts connected. Enjoy. Wow. It took me out. There's also some binaural beats in there and training you into theta as well. That song's on our CD Holding Frequency, where we have about 10 different songs of people toning different intentions. So that's the essence of what we're going to be doing, is really toning and getting to this place of oneness, which is a place where you can access if you tune into more than one thing at a time, especially more than one person toning at once is really a good way to do it, or more than one frequency at a time. But, you know, we're going to be also in Mount Shasta. There's some interesting legends and myths and stories and history of Mount Shasta. It is really quite amazing when you really start getting into it. I want to read from some of the information that picked up and also talk about some of the experiences that some of our instructors have had there. I mean, besides healing the arm of one of our instructors, my girlfriend, we've also, one of our instructors was there and saw a ball of light. They were in Panther Meadows and saw a ball of light. Actually, the whole group saw it. It was moving up and down, just up and down, and it was, and then took off at a 90-degree angle. I mean, there's many, many stories of things going on at Mount Shasta. The biggest story, the most common one, is that there is a whole group of 3 million Lemurians living underneath Mount Shasta. We actually had a guy here who did a workshop and talked about his experience of going into Talos. It's called Talos, this place underneath Mount Shasta where all these Lemurians live. The story is that all the Lemurians are under the mountain, really protecting themselves from all the stuff and lower frequency vibrations that our humanity has created. And they're all living in love and light all the time. This guy said that when he went there, he was actually got downloads when he had moved away from Mount Shasta and was living, I think, in Oregon, and had gotten a download to come back to Mount Shasta, and actually came back once and then got another message that he should come back, and came back and was up on the mountain and was walking, hiking around, and this old guy came up to him and started talking to him and then said, "Follow me." And they went behind some trees where he had been many times, and there was a portal there. And they actually went into a doorway into the mountain. And the first thing they went into was a sound healing chamber. And in this sound healing chamber, it was a chamber that was meant to cleanse the system of lower vibrations so that when you went inside, you would already be in the fifth dimension vibrations in love and light with the rest of them, so you wouldn't contaminate anybody, right? And so that was really interesting because, you know, it's similar to the virtual reality sound healing chamber that we're working on here, where you would lay in a sound table and be vibrated and go into a whole virtual reality system to really be able to. Of course, I'm sure it's nothing compared to the real thing, though. So anyway, from there, he said that they gave him a whole tour of the place. There was many levels. He said the lowest level had all types of plants and trees and every animal you could imagine, tigers and lions and bears, but they were all tame. He said the kids there were riding the tigers, lions, and bears. He said that they then took him into a spaceship and showed him the whole realm of consciousness and all the different realms in space, and they went traveling through space as well. He also said that when people in Talos fall in love, it's cool, but there's a whole different aspect when they actually get married and want to have kids. And it's really a whole common I mean, everyone has to agree to it. And that's not a good way to put it. It's like there's a commonality where it's known that these two are meant to be married and together before they have a child. So it's a sacred union that actually happens when they have a child. And everyone helps raise the children there. So it's totally communal. Oh, one other thing he said that was really interesting. He said on the entranceway, there was this golden floor. The floor was of gold. When it was lit up, it was like glowing. And then there was these crystals that he said were from Venus that were in the ceiling that were actually glowing, and they like lasted forever. So it was lit up really beautifully when you first came in inside Mount Shasta. And so he went into a lot of detail about it and the way the whole culture is set up and everyone living in love and light. And it sounded really quite amazing. And a lot of people say that Saint Germain is like one of the main people that are the main guides of the Lemurians or Mount Shasta, and also Adama. Adama, they speak of Adama as being the head of Talos. But let's talk about Saint Germain. I mean, Saint Germain has been around for quite a while. He's actually. They say that his previous incarnations were the prophet Samuel, Plato, Merlin to King Arthur, Roger Bacon, Francis Bacon, Christopher Columbus, St. Alban, St. Joseph, father to Jesus, Prince Rakuzi, and Leonardo da Vinci. He was a powerful healer and high priest in Atlantis. It was there that he first introduced the sacred violet flame of transmutation as a gift to humanity. It's interesting because, you know, I've seen purple for years, for like 20 years, I've seen purple light, especially when I'm recording and mixing and everything's going well. The whole room turns purple. I see a purple beam of light in my forehead. I often see it out in nature, and I've used it for healing as well, the violet flame. Anyway, St. Germain's many lives have common themes of magic, alchemy, mystery, brilliance, transformation, and spiritual devotion. They all took place during pivotal times of history where he was instrumental in bringing forth expansion and higher evolution of humanity. It's the Wonder Man of Europe, and many other names belong to the fascinating, mysterious man chronicled as the man who knows everything and never dies. He is well known for his involvement with shaping 18th century Europe. He was a favored guest at Versailles, confidant to King Louis and Marie Antoinette, Napoleon, Catherine the Great of Russia, and many other heads of state during that time. He was known to have lived over 300 years, never aging, partially due to the mysterious elixir and other alchemical substances he created. He currently lives in both the higher realms as the Lord of the Seventh Ray, the violet ray of freedom, alchemy, justice, mercy, and transmutation, and in earthly dimension by physically appearing from time and through his direct time, appearing from time to time, and through his direct influence and instruction to people, he is selected to be his assistant. Soon, Saint Germain will reign as the leader of the Golden Age, the Age of Aquarius, when our planet Earth ascends into the fifth dimension, which they say is, some people say, is that's what's going to happen on the 21st. This event is in progress now and is planned to be complete. Oh, it says in December 2012 right here. There will be a reconstruction period of approximately 25 years before the Golden Age is fully manifest. However, many people live in the new state of consciousness much sooner. It's interesting. It kind of makes sense. It's like what they said, that it's going to take a while for the crystals to actually be 100% activated, I think about another 7 or 8 years. The master alchemist Saint Germain has been appearing to Troika Saint Germain since her childhood. They have shared many lives together on all dimensions. Troika agreed to come into embodiment during these ascension times as a portal and partner for Saint Germain. He reveals ascension secrets, tools, products, and techniques to her as a continuation of the work and products he created in the 1700s. Okay, so and then this website that I'm on actually talks about the products. So Saint Germain, it's one of the guardians, one of the helpers. It's interesting to tune in to the energy of Saint Germain and let him come through you. This is the sound that I get. Playing with a lot of these energies when we're in Mount Shasta. There's also a lot of other traditions that people talk about, all the way back to the Native Americans that have had whole traditions. In 1945, actually, this guy Frederick Morrison wrote about the Yaktavians, reputed to be the greatest bell makers of the world, who also live inside Mount Shasta in the two great cities of Ilethalim and Yaktavia, which he also calls the Secret Commonwealth. Using their mastery over sound and vibration, the Yaktavians use their bells and chimes to hollow out underground cities and produce light and power for the cities. A great transparent bell, invisible until you get within 18 inches of it, protects the secret mountain entrance to the caverns. Cool, huh? Okay. There are many other stories of strange, unexplained phenomena, such as wavering lights, balls of fire, eerie sounds, unidentified flying objects, traveling inside lenticular clouds. I mean, goodness gracious, if you just look on the web, there's some unbelievable pictures of some bizarre clouds around Mount Shasta. Unexplained healings, footprints of little people, silver cigar-shaped UFOs, the presence of ascended master retreat on the etheric plane inside the mountain have led many people to the mountain as a magnet for a creative force or a vortex for spiritual energies. They say also that Mount Shasta is one of the chakras of the earth. It is the root chakra of the whole planet. And what is some of the other chakras? Lake Titicaca is the second. The third's in Australia. Fourth in England. Fifth is Egypt. Sixth is Afghanistan. And the seventh is Tibet. So we'll be at the root chakra, which is really the home frequency of it all, of the whole planet. And so we'll be toning the root soul frequency, not only of our own, but of Mount Shasta and the whole planet as well. Oh, let's see. Here's an article from 1932 where they say, the Lemurians have been seen on various occasions, but they have been encountered in the Mount Shasta forest for only a brief glimpse, for they possess the alchemy or uncanny secret knowledge of the Tibetan masters, and if they desire, can blend themselves into the surroundings and vanish. This is 1932. At times they came into neighboring towns, tall, barefoot, noble-looking men with close-cropped hair, dressed in spotless white robes. They bought enormous quantities of sulfur, salt, and lard. This is before they were vegetarians. And paid with gold nuggets of far greater value than the article's purchase, refusing to accept change. These sightings mysteriously ended sometime in the 1940s. The Rosicrucians are also are credited for keeping the Lemurian idea alive. They had some information based on ancient manuscripts and archives, which detailed the origin and fall of Lemuria as long as 5 million years ago. However, in 1936, they sent a letter to the Mount Shasta Chamber of Commerce to disavow any real factual basis to the Lemurian legend. Oh, those are the Rosicrucians. They disavowed anything about the Lemurians. Lemuria was a great continent in the area now covered by the Pacific Ocean. The continent's eastern shore, according to legend, had once been part of the present states of California, Oregon, and Washington. Lemuria disappeared into the Pacific during a cataclysm that changed the geography of the entire globe. Some Lemurians migrated east when their continent began to sink and fashioned huge caverns within the area known as Mount Shasta for their new home. Some believe they still live inside the mountain on the fifth-dimensional plane and are self-sufficient in every way. Many say they are a very peace-loving people. Regardless of all these light beings, there's also, they say that it's just a portal to higher dimensions. There's a whole thing from Tiburon where he talks about Mount Shasta being one of the clean, where the veil is the thinnest to other dimensions, and there are portals into many other dimensions at Mount Shasta. But regardless of all of these higher beings, it's kind of fun just talking about them. It kind of gets me high, you know, and really toning and tuning into them and all this energy. But, you know, out of all of this, Mount Shasta is just unbelievably beautiful as far as the nature. I mean, there are beautiful waterfalls. There's not only Stewart Springs, but there's Panther Meadows, where a lot of people see light beings a lot and aliens. There's the water headlands of the Sacramento River, where you can get water and drink from the spring. It's one of our instructors saw Jesus Christ there. And then there's Castle Lake, where it's supposed to be the healing center for the Lemurians. And then Heart Lake, which, oh my God, when we were at Heart Lake, it was just went into another dimension. It was just unbelievable view. And the nature there is just incredible. So what I want to do is I want to end with a bit of nature here. I want to play the crickets. We have a recording of crickets slowed down. So let's go ahead and start that, and I'll just talk over it as we're playing it. Again, in this recording, there are real crickets, but there are also crickets that are slowed down electronically. Now, there's nothing but crickets on this recording. The angels underwater are the crickets, actual crickets. There's nothing electronic on this, although they're slowed down electronically. And this is the essence of the nature. There's so much beauty and perfection of flow and life in nature, with a Fibonacci pattern throughout, and secret worlds of melody that we're not even aware of. Classes will actually slow down bird sounds so you can hear those as well. So a large part of this is really connecting to our beautiful planet and to nature and the essence, spirit within nature. So I'll leave you with the sound of the crickets here. This energy, connectedness to nature, connectedness to source, and connectedness to oneness with everybody and everything among the planet and in the universe, that place where unconditional universal love is just naturally present. Joy, take this energy into the weekend, into the rest of the week, to the months ahead, into the new ascension age, lifetimes ahead, where we're all one.